Sunday night, Shirin Maseches Nedarim. We're going to start the Gemara now, and we're actually going to get in the first sugya to a very major aspect of Nedarim in terms of the lomdus of Nedarim. With all that we talked about, we didn't talk about this yet, and that is the words Iser Chefza, Iser Gavra, and no one's quite sure what it means. And we'll try to see what it means. We'll see first the ramifications of it, and then see what it means. Where does it come up? You're going to hear this phrase. If you tell someone you're learning Maseches Nedarim, and there's Nedarim and Shvuos, so you know Nedarim is an Iser Chefza, and Shvuos is an Iser Gavra. But we're going to learn about what that means now. Because the Gemara, almost casually, that's not what the Gemara is about. The Gemara casually brings it up. So we'll learn the Gemara, we'll see some ramifications, and then we'll try to work backwards and see what it means. Because no one's quite sure, the Achronim are not quite sure exactly what it means. What does it refer to? Kol kinuy nedarim kinedarim davezum edvez, the first line. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Maishna gabi nazir, that means in Maseches Nazir. Here we have a list of four things that Kinuyim, Kinuyim, Nadarim, Kinuyim, 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 Gemara asked in Masechet Shavuos, Masechet Shavuos it doesn't say at all. There's no Mishnah that says Kol Kinuyei Shavuos Kishavuos. So it doesn't say it, that the Gemara is not bothered by. But Masechet Nazir starts off with Kol Kinuyei Nazirus Kinaziris. And then it says Yodos Nazirus. So the Gemara wants to know why here it lists all of them, all four, and in Nazirus, where there's a Mishnah that says Kol Kinuyei Nazirus Kinaziris, it doesn't list all four. Maishna Nadarim, Maishna Nazir like Tani Lahula Kulu. The Ran obviously didn't have the Girsa in our Gemara the way we have it, because the Ran says Klomar Vilam Maseches Nazir Loitano Elakol Kinuyei Naziris Kinaziris, which obviously the Ran didn't have the Girsa, because in our Girsa the Gemara itself says it, that very point. So why would the Ran have to repeat it with a Klomar? So apparently the Ran only had the Girus of Maishna Nadarim Diktani Lekulon, and then he explains it, what the Kasha is. The Gemara answers, Stavazai said something you should notice. When you learn the Ran, the first Ran should be jarring, and then you would have to chop that he doesn't have the Girus of the Gemara that we have. It's only jarring if he has our Girus. So what does he have to say that for? But if he doesn't have our Girsa, then it makes perfect sense for him to say it. The Gemara is very cryptic and doesn't explain its question. So the Ran jumps in to explain the question. We don't need the Ran because our Girsa has the whole question spoken out. The Gemara answers, Mishum the Neder Shvuk Sidigabi Hadode Toni Tarte. The Parsha in Maseches Matos, which is the parsha of Bal Yachel Dvaro. So it says Ish ki yidur neder l'Hashem o yishova shvua lesser Yisrael mafsho lo yachel dvaro. So it says neder and shvua together in the pasuk. So mishum the neder shvua k'sivir gabi yadode toni tarte. So that's why it says those two. Even the Tony Tarte and Tony Lakulu. So once it says two, it says all four. Rashi, Ram, Yosef Ki the Neder Lashem, or Yishav HaShvua. Okay. If your reason for saying all four, the Gemara asks, is because Neder HaShvua, it says together in the Pasuk, the listening Kine Shvua is Basin Nadarim. So let it say Shvua is following Nadarim. If that's the impetus for listing all four, so let that be reflected by the order in which the Mishnah lists it. And let it list Shavuos after Nedarim, because that's the whole reason it's there, is because it's together with Nedarim and the Pasuk. This was one of the kashas on the Ran that the Rishonim asked, if Charomim in the Mishnah is talking about Cherme Yisr, so certainly it's more logical to say Charomim next to Nedarim than it is Shavuos, because it's mamish the same thing, it's Cherme Yisr. It's so closely related to Nidre Yisr, it's Cherme Yisr. So that was one of the kashas, and that's why they learned it means Cherme Hekdesh. So the Gemara asks, why doesn't it indeed say Shavuos after Nedarim, since that's the reason it's there? The Gemara answers, I did the Tana Nedarim the Mitzur Heftza Alei, Tana Nami Charomim the Mitzur Heftza Alei, Lafuke Shvua the Kaosar Nafshe Min Heftza. The Ran, so that's the Gemara's Teretz. And this is, I don't know if it's the source, this is like the basis for when people say Nedarim is a Sechetza and Shavuos is a Segavra, and that's the main difference between them, this is the Gemara that speaks it out. So let's see what the Gemara says and what it doesn't say. The Gemara says Nedarim is Mitzur Chetza Alei. So first of all, just to get straight, the Teretz of the Gemara. So then Toni Nami Charomim, which is related, which is closer than Shavuos, because it's also Mitzur Chetza Alei. Lafukei Shavuos, because also now Shem and Chetza. Right. So the Ran says, Klomar, She'osar HaKikr Olav, Ve'omar Achilus Kikr Ze'olai. The Aneder has as its object, as its chalos, he's ushering the kicker on himself. The din, let's stick with the pashtus now, and we'll see where we go with it. The din that it's osur is chal in the chayfetz. It's chal that it's osur. It's chalos. We'll see if that's what it could mean. We're very early in the game, so I'm using those words. You ushered the kicker on yourself, the Ran says. Noim rachilus kicker ze'olai. Lafuke shvua da'osur nafshe min chetza. Klomar she'ochal, she'omer shvua she'ochal kicker ze'. That doesn't mean he's the chetza. He didn't ask for himself on the kicker. Then he'd become the chetza, not the gavra, if he asked for himself on the kicker. He talked about the gavra. He made a shvua that I won't eat this kicker. That's the ramification, the bottom line. I make a shvua I won't eat this kikr. Now, whether any other type of shvua is even appropriate, what other type of shvua? Could there be another type of shvua? Maybe not. But that's the, maybe not. We'll see. But that's the nature of shvua, that it only talks about himself. Now, the Ran puts the hadgosha on the lashon of the neder and the lashon of the shvua. If you look at the Ran, klomar, she'osar hakikar olav, that's what he's doing, or maybe it's that's what he's saying. There's two ways to understand the Ran. It could be klomar, that's what he's saying, or klomar, that's what he's doing. Lafuke shvua da'osanav shemir chetza klomar, she'omer shvua shlo'ochal kikar zeh. But do you understand the difference? In other words, Lechora, the Pashtos, before we go further and delve into it, the Ran would mean that he's doing something different, not just he's saying something different. Even though the Ran puts the onus of the Pshat and the Gemara on what he says, but that's because that's what a neder is, whatever he says. So by neder he says that the chayfet should become osur on him, and by shvua, even though the Lashon, it wouldn't be correct to say he asks himself on the kikar. That's not really, even though that's the Lashon HaGemara. Also nafshe min chetza. But it means it's chal on him a prohibition not to do it.
Right, but the two in the first case on a neder, he's making an offer that he cannot get any anal from it, period, end of sentence.
Yeah.
By shvua, he just can't eat it.
No, that's not the difference, because he may make a shvua shalo ehenemi kikar zeh. He may make a shvua saying he won't get any hanor from it. The point is, neder, we'll see the point. It's a neder is chal in the chayfetz. That's where its chalos is. You have to get used to the idea of a chalos. That Torah is a reality. I don't know if in secular law there's a concept of chalos. Here we're dealing with Torah, which is a reality. So we talk about a chalos. Chalos means something changed, something happened. If I tell you that, if I would say gravity, right, the law of gravity is not just a law. It's probably chal and the chayfetz. Why? The gravitational pull is there in the chayfetz. It has a force acting upon it, doesn't it? It's not just, you say, the law of gravity. It's not just a law that exists, like, it's more than a law, it's a reality.
It affects all the properties of the...
But it's in the chayfetz. It's a real thing. You can measure it. It's the chayfetz has something tugging at you. It's a force in the chayfetz. It's how the law of gravity, I would call, is chal in the chayfetz. It's a real force. It's a physical force that's there. A magnetic, gravitational pull, magnetic pulls. I would say it's chal in the chayfetz. You say the law is chal in the chayfetz. The chayfetz is affected. The chayfetz has forces in it that we can't see, maybe, but we know it's there. So now there is chal in the chayfetz, that it becomes a chefzu de isura. It becomes an object that's also to eat. Now we're going to have a problem with this. I'm saying it superficially, because when we get to Isurei Torah, we're going to see that many Rishonim, the Ran included, calls Isurei Torah Isur Chefzu, Isur Gavra. Now, when you think of Chazir, and you think of Nevela, certainly our minds would naturally say that there's something chal in them. There's something that they are something that it's usher to eat. Now, if I would tell you, if I would ask you like this, is bread? I'm leading up to another question, obviously. Is bread a chefzu de isura? So no, right? It's mutter to eat bread. Now it comes Pesach. So now you say, well, it's also to eat chametz on Pesach. It's temporary. It's the same chametz it was before, the day before, right? Except now it's Pesach. So, you know, that is easy to understand. If I tell you the Isser chametz on Pesach is in Isser Gavra, not in Isser Chefza, I think our minds would wrap around that more easily. Because we would say, or Yom Kippur, because all food become like a chefzu de isura for these 24 hours, I think I want, you know, it's not mustavra. The pshat is the Torah merely addressed me. The Torah didn't say it's a different type of food on Yom Kippur. It's a different type of thing on Yom Kippur. It becomes a chefzu that's also to eat. The nature of the thing changed. Because we know it's Tolian Zman. It's a Zman thing. So it's, I think our minds would say it's more logical that we would understand as an Isser Gavra. And now we would say, oh, I know what Isser Gavra means. It means all the Torah did on Yom Kippur or on Pesach is it told me not to eat chametz. It told me not to eat food. But the food didn't change and the chametz didn't change. It's the same chametz and the same food. It didn't become like a dover shel Isser. It wasn't chal in the chayfetz. There our minds more easily accept. I tell you, an Isser that's totally in Zman, that's situational, or that's temporary, or it depends on what today is, it's Pesach or it's Yom Kippur. So that's a Sagavra. Oh, now I understand what a Sagavra is. The Torah merely told me not to eat it. The Torah didn't address the type of thing that it is. Okay. But now the problem is that the Ran and the Ritva both say that all Isurei Torah are Isser Gavra. So now you think of Chazir, and you think of Chelev, and you think of Nevela, so you say, well, isn't that Isser Chefza? Isn't that the Torah saying there's something wrong with this thing? Don't eat it. That's what's difficult. That's why it's not so simple, the definition of Issachatzah and Issachatzah, of Issachatzah and Issachatzah. We'll see. This is like an introduction.
You could also eat that stuff sometimes.
What?
You could also eat that stuff if it's Pikuach Nefesh or something.
Yeah, but that's neither here nor there. Pikuach Nefesh, so it's mutar to eat. The Dorim could also eat if this Pikuach Nefesh. Well,
so.
What do you mean? And not goyim? Is that what you mean?
Goyim is fine for that.
Is that what you mean? What? Yeah, but I think you should have a much. Nedarim, anybody could eat. I'm the only one that's also. If that's what's making you think of it as not a chepsa de isura, then the Dorim should be the epitome of not an isur chepsa. I only acid it on myself. It's mutter to everyone else. You don't need pikuach nefesh, and you don't need a dog. Yeah, you know, any other person can eat it. Let's see. Let it develop. That's one problem, one issue that's not so packed. Another issue is that the Gemara is about ein iser chal al iser. The Gemara's talk about that when something's aser, then it doesn't become usher again, except in certain circumstances. It's a kolel, it's a mosif, there's different ways. But otherwise, we have a rule, let's say something's usher a nevela, and now it's Yom Kippur, so it doesn't become usher in the Issa Yom Kippur, because ain't Issa Chalalissa. Now, the words ain't Issa Chalalissa certainly sound like we're talking about the Issa's Chal on the Chayfas. Just the words, the sentence. Ein iser chal al iser. One iser is not chal on top of another iser. So, does it mean that? We're going to explore that. Let's first look at other ramifications of what neder is and what shvua is. So, one of the more famous ones is at the end of the first parak, on the Yud Gimel Amud Beis. You know what, we're better off seeing the Mishnah, I'm sorry, we're better off seeing the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Tezayin Amud Aleph, the last few lines, the last Mishnah on the page. Sech Omer Bishvuos Mimid Dorim. Till now we talked about certain stringencies that there are on Shvuos Mimid Dorim. Now what was one of those stringencies? The previous Mishnah says, so where's the Mishnah? The Gemara I see. The Gemara in Yudalit quotes, the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis quotes a Braisa. Okay. Let's Taka go to Yud Gimel Amud Beis and read the Braisa. Uraminhu, the Gemara, the last Gemara on the page, from the word Gemara, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Uraminhu Chomer Bishvuas Mevedadarim. We find the stringency in Shvuas over Nedarim. Uvenedarim Bishvuas. Chomer Binedarim Shanedarim Cholam Ala Mitzvah Kibirishus. That's the Tezayin Mishnah that I was about to learn. That's a chol. Nedarim, you can aser a sukkah, and now you won't be allowed to sit in it on sukkahs. You can aser tefillin, and now you won't be allowed to wear tefillin. It's chal. But if you make a shvua, you won't wear tefillin, or you won't sit in a sukkah, it's not chal. The Gemara, we'll learn the Gemara why. But the Gemara will attribute it to this difference. The Gemara ultimately will say, we'll see in the Gemara, but just the Gemara ultimately will say, because in Shvua you're talking about yourself, and you have to sit in a sukkah, like Hashem comes first. You're already mechuyev to sit in a sukkah. So when you make a Shvua, I'm not going to sit in a sukkah, it's not chal, it's a Shvua Shav. You have to sit in a sukkah. By Nedarim, you're not addressing yourself. You're going in through the back door. You're addressing the sukkah. The sukkah's not mechuyev in anything, right? So you make the sukkah asur, and now Sukkah's Osir, so you're not allowed to go sit in it. What's the Gemara's Lashon? Ein ma'achilin lo'odom dover ha'osir lo. We can't make someone do something osir. So it's chal on the Sukkah because it's an Issa Chafetza. This is what the Gemara ultimately says. Okay, so that's a chomer b'shvuos, b'nedorim b'shvuos. Shanedorim cholam ala mitzvah kibirishvuos. Mashenkein b'shvuos. Okay, the chomer b'shvuos, shvuos have a stringency, which ironically is based on the very same difference. Shashvuos cholos al dover sheyesh bo mamish v'sheim bo mamish. I could talk about something that's not tangible. I could say I won't sleep. Shvuah that I won't eat. You say, okay, but it's tangible, there's the food. But then I can say I won't sleep. That's an intangible. Right? Because neder, you have no way of doing it. If you say konem sheino olai, I ask the neder sleep upon me, it's not chal. Because nedarim has to be chal on the chefza. And there is no chefza. There's no such thing as sleep. It's an intangible. That's what the Gemara calls, the Mishnah calls, Dover Sheim Bo Mamash. Mashenkein B'Nedorim. Okay? So that's the Braisa. Now we go back, we'll go to you, to Tezayinam and Aleph. So first of all, I want to point out that according to what I just said, which is very logical and makes sense, and that's how everybody learns, but there's something wrong with the Lashon. Shashvuos cholos al dover sheyesh bo mamish v'sheim bo mamish. It's a weird lashon. Why? Because the shvua, the whole point is that the shvua is not chal on dover sheyesh bo mamish. It's chal on me, and I'm yesh bo mamish. I can talk about I won't sleep. The sleep might be yesh bo mamish, but I'm yesh bo mamish. So the lashon is funny. Shvuos cholos al dover sheyesh bo mamish v'sheim bo mamish is not strictly true. It's chal. The reason it's chal, like what? There's no psukim here. The dorim is not chal on dover sheyesh bo mamish because it's chal on the chayfetz, on the chefza, it's a chefza, and there's nothing to be chal on. There's nothing tangible here. What is it going to be chal on? Shvua. So it's okay. Shvua is me. I'm talking about me. What I will do, what I won't do, right? But then the lashon of shashvuos cholos al dover sheyesh bo mamish val dover sheyesh bo mamish is a bit strange. What? What? It's not chal on dover sheyesh bo mamish, it's chal on me, and I'm yesh bo mamish. It's always chal on yesh bo mamish. Okay, it's a funny lashon. Okay, let's go weiter. Let's look at the Gemara on the Tezayin Amud Beis. Four lines down. Chayim ben Adorim b'Shvuos. Rav Kaina Masni, Rav Kaina learned five lines down. And the Tezayin Amud Beis. Rav Kana Masni, Rav Kana taught Omer Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Rav Tavyumi Masni, and Rav Tavyumi taught Omer Rav Gidol Amar Shmuel. Well, it doesn't matter. Let them fight about who said it. Rav Gidol said it in the name of someone. Minayin Shenish Bo'an Labarel HaMitzvos. Mora first starts off learning it out from a pasuk. That Shvuah is not chal if you say you're going to violate a mitzvah. Talmud Loma lo yachel dvoro, dvoro lo yachel, avul miyachel lo lechetzah shemayim. You could violate your words if your words were against the Torah. So lechetzah shemayim, you can violate your words. Actually, it's not chal. Actually, it's much worse than that. It's a shvua shav. And you get punished for shvua shav. Because if you knowingly make a shvua that's not chal, it's a shvua shav. Okay? The Gemara asks, so neder also, maishna neder dechsiv, ish ki yidur neder l'Hashem, lo yachel dvaro, shvua nami yoksiv, o yishova shvua l'Hashem, lo yachel dvaro. So, if we're going to darshan, avu miyachel u lechetze shemayim, they each have a posuk, so like, how can you differentiate between them? Omar Abaye. Oh, I explained something. When the Gemara says, "Ma'ishna neder d'chsev ishki yider neder l'Hashem lo yachal dvaro," the Gemara meant to imply that there's a lima the other way, that the neder is chal. "Ma'ishna neder d'chsev," the neder it is chal because it says "ishki yider neder l'Hashem lo yachal dvaro," that even though it has to do with Hashem, still lo yachal dvaro. In other words, it's contradictory drushim. One drasha is that Abul Miyachalu lechefse shemayim, and one drasha is that even Hashem lo yachal dvaro. Shvua nami. So then, how do you know which way to darshan by nether, which way to darshan by shvua? Maybe monavshach. They're both yes good, and they're both no good. Shvua nami aksiba yeshava shvua Hashem lo yachal dvaro. Omer Abaye. So Abaye goes and says, "You're right. There's two psukim, each one has an opposite implication. So we'll go with svara. Since we can't figure out the contradictory applications of the pasuk, so we'll go with our svara. Hodomar no sukkah alai, hodomar shvua shlo ahenam in a sukkah." In other words, he's pointing out the isachetze is the gavra difference. That's what I told you. By neder, look at the Ran. It says, klomar. The Ran is in the middle-sized lines, the last seven around middle-sized lines. 8, 9, 10. Klomar, svaruhu, it's a svara, to Lashem lo koya shvua, that there's no such implication by shvua. Elakid or neder, only on neder. Mishum the neder, it makes sense sheyochol al dvar mitzvah. Levishahu osur al atzmo hano asukah. He's answering on himself. Okay. Stop here.